gross, but you know he's clean. Oh, don't you see what I mean?
Legendary metal frontman Dio, Ronnie James Dio, his debut album Holy Diver from 1983, just off of the, I guess not breakup because Black Sabbath continued, but him departing from Black Sabbath. Classic track. And just an absolute banger, no matter what. I wish that I could be happier about playing that song at the moment, but I am not. This is a special episode of Gutter Trash Pirate Radio. Welcome to it. My name is Eric. If you've listened to any of my podcasts, The Viewmasters or this, for the last couple of years, you might be aware that I have a cat. His name is Chaco. He is the bane of my podcast existence. I am mentioning him in the present tense because I don't want to mention him in the past tense. But unfortunately, he passed away very suddenly, about 2 weeks ago. At the time that I will put this out, it will have been about 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago will have been the last night that he and I had time together. And I am devastated, and I am processing, and the fact that it has been 2 weeks has not made it hurt any less, and it has not made it a shock any less, as I still just am prone to just bursts of tears and sadness over the fact that Chaco is gone right now. Normally, I would record a podcast and I would lock him up in my attic, and that sounds horrible, but it's a nice attic. It's huge. It's the size of the house, and there are toys up there for him to play with, and it's carpeted. It's actually, it could be another part of the house. But for the last 4 years, it was sort of his room, and he had access to it anytime he wanted. He had access to any other part of the house that he wanted, except for the comic book room, because he was a paper eater, and that is a room full of paper. So he was not allowed in there. But I do a podcast, and he would start meowing. It never failed. The moments that I started speaking out loud, whether it was me by myself or with my friend Joe, back, you know, when Joe and I were doing Viewmasters over Skype, when he lived in Seattle before he came back to Ohio. If I sat down to do the show, and as soon as I started talking, Chaco would almost immediately start making noise, getting into stuff that he was not supposed to be getting into, or just trying to climb on top of me, basically doing anything that he could to have my full attention. And so I would put him up in the attic and sort of seal the door behind him. And sometimes he stayed up there perfectly peaceful. Sometimes he started banging on the door. It was a crapshoot what he was going to do. But he, you know, just always wanted to be around me. And so this show, because this is all I have in my life right now, especially because he's gone. And like I said, I'm processing. And part of that is to keep busy. This is going to keep me busy for, you know, a few minutes here. And I get to listen to music, which is it's a little healthy. But I just need to talk about him, honestly. Talking about him helps. And you might be listening and thinking to yourself, well, it's just a cat. Yeah, I guess. But if you're saying that, also, you've never had one, or any other pet, because they are exactly like family. And Chaka was my baby. He was my baby boy. He was also not even 5 years old. And it happened so suddenly. There was no sickness that I was aware of. And he wasn't old. And I woke up on a Friday morning and he was no longer with me. He's the first cat that I ever had on my own. When I grew up living with my parents, you know, there were stretches of times we didn't have a cat, but, you know, by the time that I moved out, we had cats, and then they got more cats afterwards, and, you know, I liked and loved all these different cats, but there was never one that lived with me, and I lived on my own for about 20 years before moving from an apartment to a house. And when I moved to this house, I decided, you know what, I'm going to get a cat, because I live out in the middle of nowhere. I didn't have any friends. I didn't have a girlfriend. I was like, you know, it's time. It's time to have a cat. I've always loved cats, and I like dogs too, but, you know, I like dogs better when they're at your house. And I'll talk in the next segment a little bit about how I got this cat. It's a complex story. But I will talk about the reason why I played Holy Diver and why I would open the show with that song. Obviously, other than the cat lyric, talking about tigers and the eyes of a cat in the black and blue. So when I first got him, and as I've said, he was very attached to me. He was very affectionate. He was pretty much constantly on me, especially in the evenings if I sat down, when he wasn't just a ball of spazzy energy. He would just curl up on me, and he would like lay on my chest or my lap or in my arms. I had to hold him constantly. And sometimes, you know, late at night, I would get insomnia, or I would just get bored with, you know, broadcast TV, or with not being able to find anything on, you know, any streaming services or anything that like that. So I would, and when I had him, also, it was sort of the height of the pandemic, definitely when I got him, and you know, there was no one to talk to and nothing to do, because, you know, everybody but me was sheltering at home, and because I could not, you know, my jobs precluded me from doing that. But I would sit here late at night, and so I would turn on YouTube, and I would just start watching music videos of songs that I loved, and sometimes I would just let it play on to try to discover some new things here and there, but mostly just songs that I love. And I have a bit of a neurodivergence, in which sometimes I just really glom on to certain things, and there was definitely a stretch of time where, sitting on my chair, holding Chaco in my arms and petting him, watching music videos on YouTube, and I would turn on Holy Diver by Dio, and I would just play it on repeat. And, you know, that's weird, but like I said, sometimes I just climb onto things, and that's a thing that I just have to do occasionally. Whatever sort of disease of the brain that is, you know, I would have to just watch that video or listen to that song over and over again. And so I would sit on my chair, Chaco in my arms, watching the video, the ridiculous video for Holy Diver. And I would sing it to Chaco as I watched along and over and over again. And he didn't seem to mind. I mean, he stayed in my arms. He would give me, you know, that occasional ears back, squinty-eyed, you know, what the fuck is happening kind of look that, you know, most cats will give you. But I would just sing it to him, and he would lay there or nuzzle against me, and, you know, eventually he would jump out of my arms and would be done with me for 5-10 minutes or whatever. And, you know, usually I would just go to bed from that point. So that is why I played Holy Diver, is because that is a song that I have a personal connection with Chaco to that song. And this episode, it's going to be a short one, but it's for Chaco. And it's going to be, you know, a little fun and a little sad because I'm going to talk about him, and I'm still grieving and I'm still in pain, but I just need to talk about him. But I'm also, like I said, it's going to be a little bit fun. I have picked a handful of songs that all have something to do with a cat. So I've got about 6 songs that I'm going to be playing here. I've got it on shuffle, and we're going to see what comes up, and you know, talk about it just like a normal show. And I'll talk a little bit more about Chaco and just what an amazing pain in the ass cat he was. Here we go. Let's hear some more music. It's got cat in the title or something like that. All right.
Then a speaker in a shoe rack, lays out her goods on the floor. Everything she's chosen is conveniently frozen. Eat it and come back for more. Lady window shopper with a human in her heart, but waits at the chemical brew. Talking to a neighbor while she polishes the saber. No Santa finger, it's you. Never need to worry with a turn of harikari. Poison especially for you. To complain if you're caught out in the rain. Your mother's quite insane.
Cat food.
Again!
Fever by the band Fanny, one of the first, not the first, but one of the first all-female rock bands, starting in the late 60s, and they lasted till about 1975 or so. I stumbled upon them while just kind of browsing through YouTube again, a place where I do tend to find a lot of music that I wind up enjoying, and that's one of them. I just stumbled upon a video of them playing, I think was not quite a live show. They were playing live, but it was more like a segment from like a variety show or something like that. But they were, or hell, maybe it was just a very early music video. I can't think of the name of the song that I did hear from them initially, but they rocked and really enjoyed it. And so I decided to track them down, and they had about four or so albums that they put out through the 70s. I think they've reunited twice. They even had a spinoff band for a while where it was two of the original members teamed back up with their like very first drummer or something like that, and decided to start a very similar band, but they wrote all new material for it back in 2018 as of late, and even in 2023 I guess they did a performance somewhere. Yeah, I don't know, just some rockin' ladies doing some straight up old time rock and roll, and they're pretty great, and I had never heard of them, and it seems like that is kind of the consensus, is that they were this great band nobody ever heard of. And then we followed that up with Peach with Cat Food. Peach is probably most famously known for being the original band of the current bass player for Tool. Basically, once Peach broke up, he joined Tool, which was in, like, Peach existed basically for like 2 years or so, like basically right in the mid 90s, like 93 through 95, something like that. So they put out one album called Giving Birth to a Stone, which that song was from. Tool has covered a couple of their songs, mostly live. If you can track down the live album Salival, I think they do one song for sure. You Lied is the name of the song that Tool covers. And I feel like I've heard them cover another song, but I could be making that up as well. I do actually like that song. I remember listening to it for the very first time in the mid to late 90s when I tracked down this album. Actually, probably after I listened to Salival, so that was probably more in the early 2000s when I realized that there was a band from which the bass player for Tool originated from. Justin Chancellor is that gentleman's name. Just wanted to go ahead and play that. Again, just to be cute, just to be funny. Right before I delve right back into the sad, I guess, but the origins of Chaco. So basically, I moved into this house in January of 2020, and in 3 months, the world shut down. But during that span of time, I wound up striking up a complicated relationship with a woman, and basically, the pandemic didn't kill that relationship. Just again, a very complex relationship. But once we stopped seeing each other on a regular basis, we still chatted on a very rare occasion. But in the summer of 2020, June 2020, this woman's sister died suddenly, not of COVID, surprisingly. She left behind a 9-year-old son, and the son had a cat. This 6-7-month-year-old cat. And his grandmother, who was taking custody of him, would not allow him to bring the cat with him to her home where he was going to live. My lady friend decided to take the cat in and take care of him. And then she said when She would have her nephew come and visit and play, you know, with her son, that he could visit his cat, this black and mostly black with some white patches, cat named Chaco. So she took Chaco in, and she already had two cats and two dogs, so she kept him isolated for a couple of days and then started slowly introducing him into the house. He did not get along with one of the other cats, and they got into a pretty big fight, which caused the other cat some pretty grievous injuries. So she needed to keep them separated, but it just was very difficult, and her cat needed to heal and not be stressed out. So she asked if I would take care of Chaco for about a week or two, and I said yes, and she brought him over, and he was so friendly, and he is so cute, and just the softest, silkiest cat that I've ever pet in my entire life. And he was so black that he shined, like he just had a sheen to him. He was easily the cutest cat that I've ever had, and he was so loving, and he was also weird as hell and just an obnoxious pain in the ass. He talked so much and he made so much noise. He was not like any other cat that I'd ever met in my entire life. And because of that, and because he was so clingy and needy, that he and I struggled at first to live together harmoniously. And I mean, honestly, even until his final day, we still had our struggles together. He just was so weird, honestly. And when he was here, he would, I mean, like I said, he just wanted my attention all the time. He wouldn't let me sleep, so I couldn't let him sleep with me in bed, because he would constantly chirp in my face or meow or attack me or whatever. He just wanted my constant attention and interaction. Eventually, you know, when I did start dating someone, you know, seriously, and you know, what I thought was going to be for a long-term commitment, it's not like he didn't like her. He just didn't like the fact that I would pay attention to her and not to him. And so when we would be sitting on the couch, you know, watching a movie or just talking or whatever, Chaco would be doing pretty much anything in his power to distract me or to show off. He would often, I have one of those little toys that's got like the balls that you, like, you know, the cats run up to, and they bat the ball and it spins around on this thing. I don't know what that's called, but I have one of those. When I first got it, he didn't know how to play with it. He just started like biting the toy and dragging it everywhere. Eventually, I don't know if it's because I sat down and started like batting the ball myself that he learned what it was, or if he just figured it out on his own. But at first, he had no clue. But he was also not much of a player, but he had so much energy that it was frustrating that he wouldn't play, because if he would, then maybe some of that energy could have gotten out. But yeah, he would never play with that thing when it was just me and him, but, you know, I've got my lady friend here with me, and then of course he's got to play it, or we're watching a movie, of course he's going to play with it. Of course he's going to start zooming around the living room, or tossing his, you know, catnip banana up and down across the house. Or just like try to crawl between us so that he could get to me, and get into my face. Just so obnoxious. And that is part of the reason why I loved him so much. And that I miss him so, so, so much. And like the first day or two when he was gone, it was just so quiet in here. It's still way too quiet in here, and I don't like it. And I wish he was here. And I wish it had been me. Because he didn't deserve this. Alright. Gonna go ahead and play another block of music here. And, it's on shuffle, but I do know what the next song coming up is. It is a band called Jets Brazil, and the song is called Cat Heaven, which hopefully won't make me cry.
In the dream that awakened me, you had come and taken me to a sea of stars. The cat stood in the flowers, two ears above. And the ground that was under me was holding me so wonderfully on a bed of leaves. You were there with me, we were free. Everything we saw was beautiful and strong, and I knew we belonged. Then the birds came and carried us to the sky and buried us on a bed of stars, where I was always yours, you were mine. And in the long black eternity, I loved you so perfectly. In the words of clouds, like a bird sings to his flowers, and I was heard. Everything I saw was everything I'd want, and this world had just begun to live. Wake up. Captain, please consider me. Let the boats deliver me. When I close my eyes, drive, Captain, drive. It's time for everything to be perfect, for everything to stop hurting.
When I heard a whistle blowing and the big wind turn and I was scared as I could be. I put on my overalls and I headed to town, gonna bring her back with me. I asked the man down at the station if he'd seen her there. I told him all about her pretty eyes and long blonde hair. He spit his tobacco, said I'll beat that blame. I believe I did see her leaving on the eastbound train. I bought a round trip ticket on the eastbound train. I was broke as I could be. But when I come back, I gotta buy another ticket. Gonna bring her back with me. Well, I got off the train somewhere in Arkansas, and I worked up the guts to call my mother-in-law. She said, I'll tell you where she is if you act right. She's working 4 to 12 at Trucker's World tonight. Well, when I walked in, she saw me, and she took off her apron, and she grabbed her going-home hat. She bought a ticket with her tips. Now we're curled up on a sofa, me and her and that mean-eyed cat.
Mean-Eyed Cat by Johnny Cash. Obviously, we all know who Johnny Cash is. There's no need to talk about him. I believe he's been played on the podcast many times before. Just enjoy hearing that song. And quite frankly, at all points in time, all cats are mean-eyed cats. Even my sweet, dumb baby Chaco had an occasional mean streak to him. He would like to hide around corners and attack me. It was funny. I could always spot him or knew when he was about to do this. And the one time he used to do it right outside my bedroom door, where there's like a slight, it's barely, to call it a hallway is to really overestimate what a hallway is, but there's an entrance. He would hide around the corner, and I could see his tiny little head. And when I was getting ready for work, he would then like run out and try to attack me as I walked out the door. And so one day I saw him there waiting for me. And I decided to react as if he had truly shocked and hurt me. and I screamed in fear. And I fell backwards, grabbing the door and the wall and almost knocking over my clothes rack and back onto the bed. And he looked at me with stunned silence. And I think he truly, truly thought that he had really gotten me. And I think he was pretty upset because he ran up to me almost immediately to make sure that I was okay. Before that, we heard Cat Faces by the band Ugly Casanova. Essentially, Ugly Casanova is basically just Modest Mouse. Band Modest Mouse. They just sort of started this side project with a more stripped down sound, I guess, and they put out one album called Sharpen Your Teeth in 2002. Ugly Casanova was the name of a song written by Isaac Brock, the sort of frontman for Modest Mouse. And I believe it was also the name of his production company, so that he could retain rights and ownership to his music. It's a little different than Modest Mouse, but there's still quite a bit of MM in that. I like it. And then, of course, before that was the Jesta Brazil song, Cat Heaven, which a listener did make me cry. Which, I mean, honestly, at this point in time, anything is gonna make me cry. Jesta Brazil, they formed out of the ashes of indie rock, alternative rock band Jawbreaker from the 90s. Blake Schwarzenbach, the frontman of both, formed this band after Jawbreaker disbanded. They put out 3 albums. This is from their 3rd and final album, Perfecting Loneliness, which, if I recall, is actually on the episode that came out last week. So go listen to that if you want to hear me talk a little bit more about Jesta Brazil and their work. I don't know if this actually helped or not, but I like talking about Chaco. He was my bubba. He was my best friend. He was the only living creature that I feel ever truly loved me. Part of that is my own fault and just something that I have to reckon with day in and day out about how truly invisible I am. And here was this creature who relied on me and showed me affection and love unconditionally. He would wait for me when I would come home from work. He would always be at the window of my kitchen and looking at me. And as soon as I started walking up the steps, he would jump down on the floor and just be there at my feet for when I walked in. I mean, there's a small possibility he was also trying to escape, but he would just start meowing, and he would follow me everywhere until I could finally set everything down and pay attention to him. I miss him so goddamn much right now. He meant the world to me, and I love him. Alright, you can find me on the internet, Eric Schonborn, Schonborn. It's pretty easy to Google, pretty much able to find everything that I do out there based on that. I am very easily stalkable. Alright, we're going to close this out with one last song. We're going to play a Mastodon song. Metal band from Atlanta. I've played them before. They are one of my favorite bands. I saw them live back in August, back before my entire life fell apart. But this is an acoustic track, an acoustic live performance of their song Asleep in the Deep, which is a song that affected me the first couple times I heard it, and right now, for me at least, feels like it has a deeper meaning to it. And honestly, there are levels to it, because the main reason I even noticed this song, I'd heard it before, but the thing that made it stood out to me, aside from the lyrical content, which really speaks to me, is the music video, which I would recommend tracking down. And the one thing I do enjoy is a sort of a juxtaposition of music video to musical content sometimes. And the video features a cat being a hero. And this beautiful sort of tabby cat goes on an adventure and eventually turns into just the weirdest looking cat puppet, but just has this mythical grand adventure throughout this video. And then after he saves the world, he returns back to his person. But also, again, lyrically, the song means a lot to me as well. And so I'm going to play it as we go out. Like I said, this is a semi-acoustic live performance. They recorded it at the Aquarium in Atlanta, Georgia, for a special live event that they did a couple years ago. And I really enjoy this version of it as well. So we're going to listen to Asleep in the Deep. Please listen to it. If you have any good vibes towards the spirit of Chaco, go ahead and pray to whatever deity you may or may not believe in, and say a nice word for him. I talk to Chaco every day. He's buried outside my house, and I say hello to him, and I say goodbye to him, and I just talk to him, and I hope that if there is some sort of afterlife or whatever, I hope he can hear me, and I hope he knows how much I love him. Asleep in the Deep. Take care.
an ocean of sorrows around.